Blog Talk Radio.
The world is like a ride at an amusement park, and when you choose to go on it, you think it's real. That's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored, and it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time. They begin to question, is this real or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride. But we always kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok. But it doesn't matter, because it's just a ride. We can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one. Here's what we can do to change the world right now to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which it would many times over, not one human being excluded, and we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever in peace.
All right, that is the late, great Bill Hicks. We'll probably play that every single time we start an episode just because it is so great. Shout out to Tragedy and Hope for that little Bill Hicks montage. You can still hear the audience in the background. But excellent music behind it. Bill Hicks was a visionary of his time. Crazy, too. I mean, he had some really, really great comedy. Thank you, Bill Hicks, wherever it is you are, because we definitely appreciate the words. And it's wisdom, you know. I mean, he's right. We're on a ride. And, you know, none of us truly know what's going to happen, right? None of us truly know the end, you know, what's beyond. We speculate a lot. There's been many wars fought over religious belief, ideology, and, you know, it's not going to stop anytime soon. It'll happen long after you and I are gone, but that's why we're here, right? Irate Minority. We are the tireless irate minority. We are here to open up discussion. We will always be here fighting against those who would pervert our world, who would destroy nature, destroy relationships, family, the bonds between us. For what? A bigger yard, a bigger piece of property, 3 or 4 beach houses, a bunch of different cars. You know, we have a responsibility not only to one another, but for our children, right? And our children's children, our friends' children, our future generations, to leave the place better than we found it. And that is what this experiment's about. And I'm not talking about the experiment that is America. I'm talking about the experiment that is life, the trial and error, the suffering, the happiness, the sadness, all of it is just what is. You know, we can't be sure what will be. We know what was, for the most part. We try to research history and to put it out there for all to see. And, you know, what we learn as a people is what we need to come together and discuss, because what we are shown to be truth in school, wherever it is you go to school, may not necessarily be 100% accurate. And I'm specifically right now talking about history books. And there is a problem, because there are versions of history when it comes to history books, okay? And a lot of these history books will, and no pun intended, whitewash history to fit an agenda, to fit a, you could call it nationalism, okay? You could call it, you can call it the white agenda. You can call it whatever you want, because in every country you have a group of people who think that it's necessary to portray their country as the right, right? Not the wrong, the right, the one who is correct. And that creates a problem because, you know, it's important to understand history for what it is and what has happened, and to learn and grow from that. You know, if you look at the things you've done in your life and the mistakes that you've made and ignore them and just continue to repeat them, well, that's the definition of insanity, right? To continually do the same things over and over, expecting a different result, all right? And to continue to do the same things over and over and not even be concerned with the result, well, that's an entirely different different definition altogether, isn't it? That is evil. That is dangerous, apathetic, and that is a problem. So, I am your host, Bax Baxton, and I am coming to you from the somewhere in the lost areas of Appalachia in a giant red building. Hence the accent, okay? So, if you would like to check out Irate Minority, we have our website, irateminority.net, constantly adding new stories to that, and we're going to be putting videos up sometime soon. You can find links there. It's something that we've been working on. It will continue to get bigger, better, and grow. So, you know, feel free to check us out at irateminority.net. You can find us on Twitter, _irateminority_. You can find us on Gab, Baxbaxton of Irate Minority. You can find me on Facebook, Irate Minority, and you can also check out Baxbaxton. I'm on there too. Just started an Instagram. There's really nothing on there either. Like I said, you know, this is relatively new. Done this a few times, but I'm going to try and stick with it this time. Previously, there was a show called Front Row, the Freak Show, that I did with the Atomizer and Crafty. So we will definitely, have Crafty on to talk about what he's doing now. And, you know, we're going to continue to grow the audience and also grow the brand, get different points of view in here so that, you know, there's a little something different for everybody, because I'm not everyone's cup of tea. I've come to realize that in my life. So I'm also messing with the audio here. So if you hear a lot of background noise, I'm not a professional. I do not make any money off of this. I do not charge anybody anything to listen or go to any of the stuff. So, I mean, even as we continue to grow, you know, I'm going to try and always keep this 100% free, because that's really the goal here, is just to open up avenues of discussion, talk about things, talk about what's going on in the news and the media. And even if it's not in the news and the media, if it's something that you feel needs attention, then, you know, always feel free to call in to the show. This is what this is about, the fans, people calling in and talking about things. So if you would like to call in, feel free to do so. The guest call-in line is 914-338-1308. That is 914-338-1308. So if you'd like, give us a call, let us know what you want to talk about, what's on your mind. And even if it's not what we're talking about at that exact moment, we'll take a break, listen to what you have to say. So let's take a look here. What do we want to talk about? I've got some notes that I've written down here, and the show will always be like this. I am not a professional, so I am, got a bunch of notes here on pieces of paper. I still use a paper and pens and pencils. That's still a thing. I'm not 100% digital. I am in between a dinosaur and a young individual. So somewhere in between there, we will find some common ground, right? I found a news story that is talking about a sculpture that is headed for the National Mall. And apparently there is an annual festival that's been going on for several years. It's called Catharsis. And there is an artist who has created a 45-foot tall Amazonian female. And this is going to be put up directly adjacent or across from the huge, huge obelisk known as the Washington Monument. And part of the reason that they're putting this thing up in the air here is to bring awareness to females' rights, okay? And they would also like to bring attention to, excuse me, there is a monument, or not a monument, an amendment that was never passed. It was proposed, and one of the reasons that they're saying that they're putting this up is to bring awareness to the Equal Rights Amendment. It was a constitutional amendment proposed in 1972 that would outlaw discrimination based on sex. Has yet to be ratified. So quite a long time this thing is set around here, and sex-based discrimination, of course, against it, not okay. I don't really know how I feel about a 45-foot-tall Amazonian female. Understand that this thing is not, when you're thinking Amazonian, we're not talking about loincloth and the spear and or Wonder Woman, okay? We're talking about a large female that is, we've got some background music here, that is basically buff. It's not specifically graphic. Where is this music coming from? Okay. So, it's not... It's not clothed. It's not... I don't know how to describe it. I mean, you can see this thing's... I can't see it from the front. They don't have a picture of this thing head on. It's kind of from the side, and you can see breasts, and you can see, you know, butt cheeks, and it's similar in color to, if anybody's a video gamer out there, Halo. It's similar to Cortana in color, and it's pretty graphic, and you know, being a 45-foot-tall sculpture on the National Mall, it's questionable, I guess. I mean, a beautiful female physique, 45-foot-tall effigy is pretty spectacular. But, you know, it doesn't mean I want my 13-year-old daughter or 7-year-old son to see this thing. You know, but the event organizers have raised over $20,000 in just 4 days to bring this thing across the country and build it at the National Mall. They've got a 30-day goal. I think it might be a Kickstarter thing of $90,000. So that's what they're estimating is going to cost to bring this thing to the National Mall, put it up. And this is going to be there for 4 months. Okay, so it's going to be guarded, okay? And if it's there for 4 months, it'll be guarded. It's not necessarily 100% going to be there for 4 months, but that's what they're shooting for. And I think that's a bit excessive, maybe, for what they're doing. I can see the point of it. It was created by a male, Marco Cochran, and it's part of something called the Bliss Project. Now, this guy says that his creation is meant to kind of fight a culture that dehumanizes women and sexualizes the female form. But this thing, it's called R Evolution, by the way, R-Evolution, if you want to look this thing up. This is only one of the nude sculptures this guy's created. He's got a model and a collaborator that he works with. And he says that this whole, his series of women, grew from an idea about feminine safety that he's been wrestling with since a young child, when he learned that one of his friends had been sexually assaulted. I don't know. This thing is huge, and it's kind of, I find it to be inappropriate. I mean, that's just me. I'm sorry, I keep getting feedback here from some stupid video. Videos. Every time you try to sit there and read a webpage or a story, they're going to play an ad. And the music just comes blaring through your computer or whatever it is you're listening to, and you mute it, and it still stays on there. Drives me insane. And then you get the choice, oh, do you not like this ad? Okay, then we'll play something else. So it doesn't matter. You can sit there and tailor the ads that you see, but let me explain something to you. The more that you go and click on these ads and say you don't like them, or even tell them the reason you don't like them, it's just feeding them more information so that they can put ads onto your computer that you do like. FYI. So this guy's got a creative partner that's a female, and said that the sculptures that he did in the beginning were so spot on to the female form that people felt uncomfortable looking at them. So apparently blowing them up to like 50 feet tall was his resolution. I don't know, man. You're just going to have to look at this thing. It's huge. It is a huge naked chick, right? And this guy made stuff for Burning Man. So instead of using the burning, like bronze and clay stuff, he made this thing out of steel rods and mesh and LED lights. And I don't know. It's wild. I don't know. You guys look at it. You be the judge. You tell me what you think. If you want to call in and talk about the 45-foot Amazonian that they're sticking on at the National Mall, then you let me know what you think. Okay, let's move on here. So I feel like at this point, it's almost necessary to talk about this NFL thing. I haven't really posted a lot about it. I haven't written about it. I've watched it all go down with interest. I do have a history background, so you know I am definitely concerned with this issue and the direction that it's been heading. And you know, now we have the president who has engaged the issue through Twitter, and it's become a mess. Now, if you're unaware, this all started with a player, as far as I know. I mean, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but I first became aware of this when a football player known as Colin Kaepernick decided to take a knee during the Star Spangled Banner. When I first saw this, I didn't really read anything about it. I didn't really research why he was doing it. At the time, I had been reading it, and I think that there was an issue going on with people not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, especially in schools. And I just assumed this was an extension of that. But come to find out, he was protesting police violence. I'm sure that there were other things. Colin Kaepernick is a different kind of dude. He was talking about Fidel Castro, and there were some other things I don't necessarily agree with that he was going into, but, you know, and this goes for the current situation too. I'm not a huge fan of that particular timing, but I in no way believe that people should be punished for standing up for their political beliefs, especially in our country. You know, that might be an unpopular opinion. for a lot of people, but if I don't like someone's actions, then I don't support that person. I don't, you know, go to their Twitter feed. I don't buy their jerseys. In it, there are ways to go about protesting them, I guess. If you like the way that someone's acting and you don't like things that they're doing, there are ways to protest them personally. Okay. I will go ahead and throw the number out here again. If you're listening and you call 8138, then I'll just reflect. Okay, I am sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened. We will continue this. The connection apparently crapped out, so I'm not exactly sure how far along I was into my little rant there, but I'll wrap it up too, because I'm this whole thing is just, in my opinion, it's gone way out of hand. Okay, I understand the outrage. I do. I have many friends who are currently serving and have served in the military, family as well, okay? I have nothing but the utmost respect for our servicemen and women, okay? I am happy to live in the country that I do, and that is my opinion, okay? And these people are using their position and the national attention to protest and injustice that they see, okay? But, you know, I would question whether or not these people are they developing programs in these cities that they are so concerned about, where police violence is taking place? Are they trying to bridge the gap between uniformed officers and people in those communities? Are they trying to help the kids to keep them out of crime? Are they trying to raise awareness by purchasing commercials, airtime, that talks about problems like this? That's a good question, I think. You know, if you want to kneel in protest and you want to make a big scene, then I sure as hell hope that you're actually doing other things than taking a knee during the national anthem for our country, okay? Because if that's all you're doing, well, it just seems to me that you're trying to garner attention for yourself, okay? You're not doing anything other than taking a knee and saying, I'm against this. Well, why don't you do something about it, okay? And I'm sure some of them are, and that's great, and I hope they are, and I have less of a problem with that. But if you're just up there taking a knee to make yourself seen, then I think that you are a long way away from what it takes to make real change in the world. So let's move right along. Okay. Again, if you want to call in, the number is 914-338-1308, 914-338-1308. So in other news, Rand Paul spoke out against the idea of unlimited war powers for President Trump there, but two-thirds, okay, voted to continue the unlimited war powers for the executive office. So this means that all those Democrats who were so against Trump, have no compunction about the office's ability to wage endless war on a whim. Okay, and yeah, I'm saying on a whim, because a lot of this in the past that has happened, the use of military force was not necessarily, in my opinion, the best idea. Okay, we've been in Afghanistan for 16 years, and
it's becoming a serious issue, okay? There are people that will be going in to fight this war who weren't even alive when 9/11 took place. And I would argue that some of this is still based around terrorist threat. And here's a news flash for anyone who's unaware. You will never, ever stop terrorism. Not going to happen. Terrorism is an idea, okay? It's an attempt to instill fear and change someone's way of life. It's an attempt to disrupt the way they live forever. And I would argue that that was a successful attempt, because you have the government, people in the government, okay? When I say the government, I guess I don't mean it as a whole, but you have certain players who are trying to pass the Patriot Act that gives, you know, a lot of power to the government to arrest people with no Miranda rights, no other than the suspect that the people suspect that they had ties to terrorist activities or were terrorists themselves, gave them all the reasoning they needed to arrest anyone and detain them for any length of time they saw fit. Okay? And they were trying to pass this before 9/11. And you'll find something called the Project for the New American Century, and it was authored by the likes of Cheney, Rumsfeld, the list goes on. But there was even a section in there that stated the American people will never pass something like the Patriot Act, and I'm paraphrasing here, unless, and I'm not paraphrasing this is quotation, we have a new Pearl Harbor. And then the towers came down, they passed the Patriot Act, and our whole way of life was changed. Now, I think that it's important to be vigilant, important to be aware of the things around you, and it's important to be sure that we don't have groups who want to destroy our way of life infiltrating our country. However, I don't know if that constitutes the need for the amount of surveillance that has gone on. I don't know that it constitutes the disruption of our way of life and our freedoms to the extent that it has. You know, the original intent for the authorized use of military force was to go after those who committed terrorist acts against the U.S. on 9/11. Okay, Obama used it as justification for the fight against ISIS, and I'm sure Trump will use it as well. Congress believes that they can just shelf the blame to be used in a further instance on the executive office in this way, and we're letting them do it, okay? We are letting all those people who were so against Donald Trump and so against him going in office, we are allowing them to say, you know what, if he wants to declare war and use the military force, then he can do so. Okay, they're not making any effort to repeal this, okay? And I think that is something we all need to be painfully aware of. And the next time something like this happens and something goes wrong, they're going to blame it on the executive office, and everybody's going to jump on the bandwagon when you have some guy like Trump in office and say, yeah, that guy, telling you, we all said it. He was bad, and look at him. He's out there waging war without Congress's approval. And guess what? You can look back on the first hour-long podcast in however long that we started again back in around the 27-minute mark when I warned you that, hey, these jerks had the chance to stop this but did not, because I'll tell you why. They want to blame the executive office. That is what I believe. Okay. Moving along. You want to call in and talk about it? Hey, call in and talk about it. No problem. But for right now, we're going to move along. The call-in number is 914-338-1308. 914-338-1308. I would like to give a shout out to all of the women in Saudi Arabia who can now drive. They have not been allowed to drive for, I don't know, ever. So now the women do have the right to drive, and I think that's great. I think it's a great move forward, and kudos and good luck to all of the women in Saudi Arabia. Now all the men can blame poor driving on you, just like they do here in America. Congratulations. Okay, let's move along. So I did see something else. I believe I saw something about this on Vice News on HBO. There were 43 students who disappeared in Mexico in 2014. Okay. Let me say that again, because I was shocked when I heard that 43 students disappeared in Mexico. Now, when I say disappeared, okay, I'm not saying that there were a busload of students who were driving down highway what the heck ever and nobody knows where they went. No, no. According to official reports, the students had several buses that they were using to travel to Mexico City, and they were going to go there to participate in the commemoration event for the 1968 massacre. There was a I don't know how to say this word. Teloco. Anybody that wants to correct me on that, please feel free to do so. But there were around 300 to 400 civilians killed by military and police in 1968, and it was part of the what's called the Mexican Dirty War, when the government used its forces to suppress political opposition. So these students were headed to protest and take part in the protest. And the details of what happened during the clash between these students and the police and after are unclear. But the official investigation ended up saying that once the students were in custody, they were handed over to the Guerreros Unidos. It's the United Warriors. It's a crime syndicate in Mexico. It's a huge crime syndicate. And it's believed that these students were murdered. They claim that the city's mayor and his wife were behind the abduction. But there's also reports that link federal forces to the case. And some even say that military personnel deliberately went about their way instead of helping the students who were in distress. This is crazy, crazy. And they're saying that there were other members of the state involved in this, which is crazy if you think about it, because, you know, they were headed to protest the infiltration of the state in suppressing political quote unquote dissidents, and it happened to them. I mean, I don't think it's any clearer what can happen when the government is allowed to take carte blanche, a blank check, and do whatever the hell it is that they want to do, okay? When people protest and another group's against it, then they give the government power to suppress these people. And if you're not bridging the gap here, if you're not understanding what I'm telling you to be very, very careful, because while you may not agree with certain protests that are happening now, in the past, and in the future, you for damn sure better support people's ability to do so, because once you give the government and those in power the ability to suppress unpopular ideas, it doesn't stop with that one idea. It continues. And if 400 people can be killed, if 43 students can be abducted and the crime is never solved, well, my friends, we have a serious problem, don't we? It may also interest you to know that to this day, 32,000 Mexicans are missing. They had a guy on Vice News whose brother was kidnapped, and most likely he's dead now. He goes out every weekend and searches in the woods. He's uncovered like 200 bodies, something, I think it's over 100. He's recovered that many bodies, none of them his brother, none of them, because people are just buried in holes throughout the wilderness. Think about that. Something happens that you don't like or upsets you, and you think it's unjust or unfair. You decide to speak out against that thing, try to bring attention to it. You're gone one day. You're gone and no one finds you. You're gone. That's happening to these people. And I think it's important that we're aware of it. Okay. The call-in number again is 914-338-1308. 914-338-1308. Call here and then let us know what you want to talk about, what you're doing this Saturday night. I know most people are probably out having a great time while I'm here blabbing in everybody's ear, but hey, this is my great time, you know, shining the light on the madness. So, all right, let's see. What else we got here? Let's talk about a little bit about big oil. I saw a little story about this here. I think that it's important to always regularly bring up the fact that big oil is intertwined, you know, within our government. It's like a rug, and you know, you can pull the string, but you're going to have to keep pulling and probably unravel most of the rug to get it out. Rex Tillerson was the head of ExxonMobil. Okay. You know, he was appointed by our president. And, you know, I think that I'm not even sure. I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, big oil is dangerous. I mean, how many wars have we fought over oil? I mean, that's what it comes down to, right? We can say it's about this person, that person's freedom, liberation, but most of the countries that we've been involved with wars, involved with during war, they've been oil-rich countries, okay? Tillerson was the chief executive officer of ExxonMobil up until 2016, okay? This guy is worth all kinds of money. And I guess my views on people like this in our government are jaded, maybe. And this guy's worth, I don't know, a couple hundred million, maybe billion. Maybe half a billion dollars, okay? This guy's got business interests, okay? And oil interests are intertwined with all kinds of business deals. And I want you to understand that these people in our government, they are not all there to help build our country to a better place. Oh, we got a caller here. Let's go ahead and bring this person on here. All right, let's see. All right, area code 111. How you doing?
Hello, Mr. Nigger. How are you?
Oh, let's refrain from that.
What?
Let's refrain from the use of that word. Totally, please.
What? Totally, please. What? Totally, please. Don't be.
Do
a
not
nigger.
Use the N word. It's inappropriate. Yeah, I would appreciate if you didn't use it.
It's inappropriate.
Yes.
It's the greatest word in the history of the dictionary.
So, do you have something that you would like to talk about?
Yeah, niggers.
Okay. So, again, let me be clear. If you or want to be racist and ignorant, then just don't even bother to call in. You know, if you've got something you want to talk about, I'm not here to suppress your ideas or what it is you want to say. But, you know, if you're going to be an ignorant idiot and call in and say things like that, then don't even bother and don't bother to listen to the show. I would prefer to not have you as a fan. So anyway, we will move along. People like that are intertwined within our government, and it's dangerous to have business interests controlling the direction of our government, okay? And when these people are pushing legislation and pushing decisions based on their ability to profit in the future, when you're talking business deals, grants, stuff like that, it's very, very, very dangerous to people like you and me, okay? Because when you think about these big companies and what a lot of them have done in the past, we have to be careful. Think about, what am I trying to say here? Think about, I don't know if anyone's ever seen a movie called A Civil Action. It was John Travolta and a bunch of other people, and this guy, he was a big-time lawyer. And he thought that it was a good idea and good for his publicity to take a case where a child had been diagnosed with terminal illness. And to come to find out that a lot of people in that area had been diagnosed with several different kinds of cancers. And it was far greater than any kind of normal, I don't want to say outbreak, because, I mean, outbreak, when you think of outbreak, you think of, you know, a contagion. Okay, cancer is obviously not contagion. But it was leukemia. And when you find that more than X amount of people have leukemia in a small area, there's a problem. It's a relatively rare disease. And then all of these kids in this area, okay, they had leukemia. And this guy decides not to take the case, but then later he decides he would, because he finds evidence of this chemical contaminating the town's water supply. And it was a local tannery, leather curing, stuff like that. And they were, of course, a smaller company who was owned by a larger company, and then an even bigger company, okay? And he pulls in these other attorneys, and he spends all kinds of money, but the length of time that it took to get the evidence out and to get the defendant, the company, to come out with their information and show what it is that they had, it took so long that he basically went broke. And they came to find out that this company had been taking these toxic drums that were the chemicals that were left over after the tanning process had been completed. And instead of disposing them properly, they were taking them out to this area and digging up a huge hole and just putting them into the ground. Well, these things eventually leaked, got into the town's water supply, and they were causing all kinds of illnesses and cancers like leukemia. And that is a huge, huge problem. Because that type of stuff happens all the time, okay? It's been happening. Oh, I got way off on a tangent. That guy threw me off. I'm sorry. That just makes me sick. I'm not going to let it bother me, though. But I think that it's important to be careful who we're letting into the government and make sure that their company is a company who does the proper things, who is invested in making sure that we continue to have a clean environment. They're not dumping chemicals where they're not supposed to be. They're not exploiting people and raising prices artificially. It's a huge, huge deal, and we need to be careful. I'm just going to totally skip that. I want to talk about the Indiana senator, Indiana congressman raised Senate Bill 309, and what it's called is net metering. And what happens is if somebody has a solar panel on their house, they can sell back what energy isn't used to the electric company. And let's say the story that I was watching said, okay, they produce it at and charge 12 cents per kilowatt hour, okay? And up until right now, they can sell it back to the electric company, what they're not using, their excess power, for 12 cents, the same as they charge everyone else. This bill is going to reduce that to like a third. Like, say, if it's 12 cents, it'd be 4 cents. And what he's saying is, well, they don't have to be involved in the distribution and the generation of this power. Well, what about the investment these people have made in converting their homes into clean energy? And then instead of just wasting the excess, giving it back, they're selling it back, okay? So that energy doesn't have to be generated, okay? They just have to – you have to be hooked up to the grid in order to send it back to them. And this is that investment alone, because it's not cheap to get solar panels, especially an amount that it would take to power your home. And that investment alone should justify selling it back at the price they charge. If not, common sense. I mean, you know, if I'm making tables and I have more tables than I can sell, and, you know, the table company wants to buy them from me and sell them, then why don't I charge them what they charge everybody else? Why am I going to give them a deal? Because Lord knows the electric company has never given me a deal. And I know they haven't given anybody else out there a deal. If they have, let me know, because I need to switch energy companies. It's freaking crazy. It is crazy. Let's see what else we got here. Anthony Weiner was sentenced to 21 months in federal prison in his little sexting scandal. Sexted a 15-year-old. That guy. That is just... ugh. If you don't have HBO, John Oliver, you can find this on YouTube. You can find all of John Oliver's stuff on YouTube, pretty much. Talked about corporate consolidation. So they call it Merger Monday, the stock market, and this is when companies, large companies, gobble up other companies, okay? So they just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's a problem because – you know, you'll always hear the congressmen, congresswomen saying that our country is built on the backs of small business. Small business, small business, small business. Well, that's fine if you have a small business in a little town and you're making a modest income. But these huge companies, especially Walmart is notorious for going into a town and everything they sell is so much cheaper because they have a monopoly. They dictate what prices they pay for things and then bring them in and they sell them. And other companies can't compete, especially the smaller mom-and-pop stores. They can't get the prices for things because they can't buy in volume like Walmart does. Okay, they can't buy the amount. Nobody's buying 100 million screwdrivers. If you own a mom-and-pop hardware store, okay, you just can't do – what are you going to do with 100 million screwdrivers? Nobody's going to buy all those. You're going to have screwdrivers. Your great-grandkids are going to have screwdrivers and probably their grandkids. There's no way. So that's how this works. And it's on a large scale. We talked about airline companies, okay? 80% of the airline market is controlled by four major airlines. Think about rental car companies. Hell, Enterprise is really the only one I ever hear about, and I think I've heard Avis. I've seen maybe a few commercials for that. There's another one. I don't even remember its name. Beer. There's two companies. Whatever the company it is, Anheuser-Busch, that owns that, and then another one. Even search engines freaking Google and, I don't know, whoever Google owns. I mean, there's only a couple out there that everyone ends up going to and using. They're dominating. And all these little small search engines, you never use them because you don't know who they are, and then you're so afraid of someone getting your information. Thank you, Equifax, by the way. Anyone talk about that? That's freaking crazy. You know, they're monopolies. It's what they are. And when you see these little other companies too, and this was pointed out in his monologue as well, like Burt's Bees, okay, yeah, Burt's Bees, a little chapstick, stuff like that, and that's owned by Clorox. Goose Island, the independent brewer, the IEP, you know, so all those people who drink their fancy beers. That, well, guess what? Budweiser owns that. And it's the same with most of them. And they do this intentionally so that you think you're buying from some independent small label, but really it's just the same companies. It's just so far down the chain, you're unaware of it. And this practice, it's called oligopoly. Okay, that's a huge, ridiculous oligopoly. Okay, now, an oligopoly is when you have a few large companies, let's say Walmart, Google, Microsoft, and get together and they say, okay, well, we'll all go in $500 million a pop and we'll purchase Pepsi, okay? I know it's probably more expensive than that, but let's play my game here. They all go in together and they say, we'll purchase Pepsi, okay? So they are all part owners and therefore technically not a monopoly. All right, this is where the Sherman Antitrust Act, the Clayton Antitrust Act, the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, these companies are all responsible for making sure that we don't have these trusts. All right, they're responsible for breaking up. So we need to give these people power. We need to do this. A couple minutes here, that's what I'm going to talk about. And I'll go ahead and say the website is irateminority.net. I'm going to start putting out some more things on that. We're going to really vamp that up here in the next few weeks. So keep looking back. If you like what you read, leave a comment, like it, send me an email. You know, please do that anytime. Going to get some new videos on there. I've got one video on the YouTube channel. You can check out Irate Minority there. If you're a Twitter user, I do tweet out at @IrateMinority_. I am on Gab as well, Irate Minority on Gab. You can also find me at Facebook, Irate Minority. So check out any of those platforms. You can listen to any of the old shows I've got on here. You can stream them anytime. So if you don't have time and you've got a life on Saturday nights, come back, listen to us. I love doing this on Saturday nights. This is my Saturday night, so I'm happy to have you guys call in, talk about whatever you want to, except for anyone who's ignorant. Don't want you to call in, but other than that, hey, feel free to call in. And you know what? I will say this: had that guy been able to talk about his views, if he is a racist, you can call in and you can talk about being a racist, okay? You can give me your whatever your reasons may be, which I wouldn't probably go ahead and say any of those reasons. I will be able to argue. But, you know, if you can call in and talk like a human being and not use racial epithets and profanity, you know, obviously that is a sign of being ignorant, unable to speak like a normal human being. Surprised he was able to work a phone. But hey, call in. You know, we'll talk about things. That's the whole point here, okay? The whole point here is to start a discussion and talk about things. And hopefully, you know, we can come to some common ground. And move forward as human beings. To put that kind of ignorant viewpoint and behavior behind us so that it doesn't happen in the future, so that people's children do not grow up with those kind of views and attitudes because of misguided parents teaching them things that are inappropriate. So it's in our hands to hold these government officials accountable for their actions. It's on us to stop division and to bring people together and talk about things so that, that we can come to a unified view and move forward and not separate and have each other fighting about things that are unimportant. So this is Vax coming to you from Irate Minority. Please join us again next week when we will have another show and more than likely have a guest. So I will post about that here in the next couple of days. I want to thank you for tuning in. Feel free to email me anytime with ideas for the show or, you know, if you have questions, anything like that. Check out the website, irateminority.net, and any of the other things I mentioned. You can find links to all of it on the website. Have a great night, and remember, we are the tireless Irate Minority.